Mimi Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Happy Victoria Day out there, Vancouver. And for those in Victoria, happy Vancouver Day. Haha. This is Gak here, and you just heard a repeat broadcast of Sore Throat and Clapping Hands there. And, yeah, you actually heard me babble there about a show I did a couple weeks ago about the Beastie Boys, which you can find on the podcasts via www.citr.ca. Stay tuned. Exploding Head Movies is up next, but first, let's take care of one priority thing here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
This is TV Ontario, Channel 19 in Toronto, Channel 32 in Windsor.
Colored lights are flying like an agent through the air. Shadows moving faster than the eye. Passing faces, places never ever seen before. They'll take you to the sky, right upon a silver screen where pictures seem to flow like magic shadows.
Able was I, ere I saw Elba.
Shine bright.
We start off with something this Ontario boy has been meaning to play now for quite a few many months here. That was Harry Forbes. Apparently, details are kind of sketchy on that. That was the theme to the TV Ontario weekday serial movie series Magic Shadows, which was hosted by the late, great Elwie Yost. And Yost hosted various film shows on TV Ontario, contextualizing the films as educational and managed to get many an interview. And Yost passed away last summer here in Vancouver at the age of 86. And then a song also long in the works. How apt its title is, although Ty Segall actually does have two other albums out this year, one featuring the Ty Segall Band, which is a bit more noisy and driving, and then a collaboration with White Fence. But from last year's Goodbye Bread, we heard My Head Explodes, which kicks off this episode of Movies Which Make Heads Explode. So yes, Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's unamused little community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable here in Vancouver. You can find us on the web, www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be placing buckets underneath all these clouds until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. The blue light may or may not work, so I may have to be turning over to the other light. But you can always also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. In the background here, this is the Barry Gray Orchestra. And this is the theme to the Super Mario Nation theme, Joe 90. Sort of mixing Thunderbirds with the genius boy spy genre. Later on in the show, we'll take a look at Quebec composer Lee Gagnon and his music for what I thought was originally a film, but it turned out to be music for a stage dance or ballet from 1972 called Jeremy. But first, this past week has seen a few untimely passings, including two disco icons. Donna Summer died last Thursday at the age of 63 due to lung cancer. It's amazing to think that this gospel singer traveled through Germany with a production of Hair and became such a bold figure in music, especially with her collaborations with producer Giorgio Moroder. She co-wrote songs like the scandalous Love to Love You Baby, a great actually 16-minute track featuring a whole bunch of sighs that can be interpreted one way or another, and stuff like Hot Stuff and She Works Hard for the Money. There's one obvious song to play, but I'm going to save that for the end. So I'm going to go with this song from her Seasonal Concept album from 1976, Four Seasons of Love. And this I encountered sampled in some French House by Alex Gopher. So this is Donna Summer with Spring Affair on CITR Vancouver.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know? Talking too loud, you cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr.
Jones. Something off Saturday Night Fever might have been more appropriate. I opted to go back to one of the Bee Gees' first singles, back way before they did disco or anything else, more when they were seemingly aping other band styles, although there was a time that some folks thought they actually were the Beatles in disguise. So from the Bee Gees' first album, literally called Bee Gees' First, which confusingly was actually their third, but the first released outside of Australia, if that makes sense, that was New York Mining Disaster 1941. And the second of three Gibb brothers, Robin, passed away yesterday due to colorectal cancer at the age of 62. His twin brother Maurice died in 2003 due to a twisted intestine, which leaves only older brother Barry as the only surviving Bee Gee. And in the background, this is Mandingo with Black Rite off their 1977 album Tiger in the Night. If you have some time, 9 o'clock is only 1 hour and 10 minutes away. Why don't you head to the VIF Theater on 1181 Seymour Street? Music Mondays continue with a screening of the Seattle Scene documentary Hype by director Doug Prey. $6 gets you in to see this exploration of the buildup and letdown of what effectively was grunge. So it's the VIF Theater. Hype. Next up on Exploding Head Movies, we'll take a look at a couple of musicians who passed away, but actually we're going to do that later in the show, just because we can. So let's listen to a little Old Liars first. And they're about to release a new album next month called WIXIW. And the Tumblr page highlights short clips from that album. I'm going to play a track off the Experimental Rockers' most recent album, though, when they relocated back to New York, or to Los Angeles, after a few years in New York. So from 2010, Sister World. These are Liars, with Proud Evolution here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
We'll be right back. the USA.
Buddy, you are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30 at East Pacific Standard Time.
Same goes Pacific Daylight Time, which is what we are right now. So, what happened there? Many things. We got more Mandigo in the back around here. This is Jungle Juice. And that set started off with Liars and Proud Evolution. Then we heard some new Apollo Ghosts. That was I'm in Love with the USA. It's almost like an ode to, I think, to Bellingham, Washington there. And that's off their new Landmark album through the You've Changed label. So it's called Landmark. And Apollo Ghosts are now a mighty quartet as Derek Cave, Korean Gut, and Geographic Records now stands on bass. And the songs have a little bit of a mellower thing now. As the members have hit their 30s. Nevertheless, Apollo Ghosts remain peppy live. If you missed them open for Blackout Beach and Mike Watt recently, you can catch them at the Astoria with White Knife, My Friend Wallace and Safety Show, next Friday, June 3rd. And then we heard Eagles of Death Metal there with Wanna Be in L.A. That's off their 2008 album, Death by Sexy. It's a companion project to Josh Homme's Queen of the Stone Age. But this lower key, but as high-riven band works through the personality of vocalist Jesse Hughes. Recently released a solo debut, Honky Kong, under the alias Boots Electric here. I'm Gak. It's 8 o'clock. You're seeing Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Playing the Biltmore this Saturday, May 26th, is Zeus, taking its name from the Greek god. But they're a Toronto act that often backs up Jason Collette. Keep in mind that this is an early show, as Glory Days kicks up at 11 p.m. there at the Biltmore. From the released album, Bustin' Visions, this is Zeus with Are You Gonna Waste My Time? And we're gonna follow that up with some more grimy Toronto rock here. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back. Let's start off with Zeus with Are You Gonna Waste My Time? Then we heard Cattle, C-A-T-L, and that was Get Out of My Car, and that's off their album Soon This Will All Be Gone. And Cattle is the name of a singer of this trio. They've been a staple of the Toronto scene for a while, and even as a duo. And then a little CITR personality action. For a while there on Mondays at 1 p.m., the current business manager, Hugo, used to have a show here on CITR. Amongst his studies and work, he also plays bass in a local act called Weed. So from their Gun Control EP, we just heard Tie to Everything You Own. In the midst of actually wrapping up, doing an American tour this week here. More Mandingo behind me here. This is Sacrifice off the Tiger in the Night album. And this plays up definitely a weird little African funk element. But Mandingo is actually the funk alias of the easy-listening British fellow, Jeff Love, and his orchestra. And they recorded with Shirley Bassey. We're not covering Phil themes for dozens of albums. Let's take a look at the Rio Theater calendar this week here. 1660 East Broadway over by Commercial. On Wednesday, Alan Doyle, The Great Big Sea, plays live. And Thursday night includes a great double shot of cult classics, Slapshot at 7 p.m. and Strange Brew at 9. The Late Show Friday is Jackie Brown. And for those of you in a strange bluegrass mood, actor John C. Reilly is going to be hitting the stage Sunday night. And that's something I should have actually set up an interview for that, but the timing didn't really work out that way. I believe someone else here at the station may have that, so stay tuned to the station. And you may hear John C. Reilly talk. Check it out with Dr. Steve Brule. Apples are in season. Anyways, horrific. I'll let Paul off Tompkins sort of deal with that. Let's listen to a little bit of something from Chicago here. This band actually recently had Steve Shelley join on bass. The most recent album is Pre-Language. But let's go back to last year's Guider. Guider, or Guider, anyway. So this is Disappears, and the song is Halo. You're on CITR Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The ladies' camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the Ladies Rock Camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend Girls Rock Camp. Camps taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens Monday, March 12th at ladiesrockcamp.tumblr.com.
Cause I want my ass! Shit. One more time.
Well, it's 2012. Think we're going to hell. Put me under your acid spell. Cause I want my mind to be completely toast. When the tides destroy the whole West Coast. We'll be right back.
All right, that was one of the nutty collaborations off the Flaming Lips' latest album, Flaming Lips with Heady Friends, because we all have friends in high places. That was Keisha, and then Bismarcky was popped up there, I think, briefly, although with all that metal clanging, hard to tell. So that's another 2012 song, 2012, You Must Be Upgraded. And Heady Friends came out on Record Store Day this year and also features collaborations with artists as diverse as Tame Impala, Chris Martin from Coldplay, Nick Cave, the Plastic Ono Band, and Bon Iver, amongst others. So notice the exploding head movies here on CITR. Sadly, now it's time for some more recent deaths here, and behind me is Booker T and the MGs. Something I remember listening to CBC in Thunder Bay. This was like the afternoon show theme. This is Time is Tight, off their 1969 album Uptight. And the bassist, you can hear there going in the background, that's Donald Dunn. He died last Sunday whilst touring in Tokyo at the age of 70. And Dunn learned how to play the bass whilst listening to records, forcing him to rely on how he thought the bass should play with a band rather than learning while being in a band. From high school onwards, he played in bands, eventually getting onto the Stax label as the Marquees, and then joining Booker T and the MGs, which became sort of the house band for Stax, appearing on almost every single, ranging from Otis Redding to Albert King. He also appeared on the Blues Brothers movie as part of the band, and we'll actually cue up one of his famous lines from that film shortly. However, from Sam and Dave's 1966 album of the same name, listen to Donald Duck Dunn play the bass here. This is Hold On, I'm Coming.
Until you get what you need, y'all. now. crowd doing that.
Booker T and the MGs in the honor of the late bassist Donald Dunn. This is the title track to the 1968 album Soul Limbo. Meanwhile, we just heard Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers with the title track to the 1979 album Bustin' Loose. And Brown was the godfather of Washington, D.C.'s go-go scene, which mixed funk, R&B, and early hip-hop in the 70s. One thing I found late, but it was in really good quality, is the Ashley's Roach Crip, which is a track that's been sampled to death by hip-hop, especially the break there. I might dig that up some other time. If not, I might just sort of throw it on the Exploding Head Movie Facebook page itself. Brown sadly died of heart problems in Baltimore last Wednesday at the age of 75, and he's pretty much playing live almost to the end, to the point I was astonished to see almost like wedding pictures where he was playing. Here's the Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and we'll get to Lee Gagnon's work for Jeremy shortly, but here's a Chromeo cover by Meyer Hawthorne, Detroit soul singer who's going to be opening for Foster the People at Deer Lake Park June 25th. So from the Impressions, the Covers EP, which you can download free from his website, this is Meyer Hawthorne with Don't Turn the Lights On.
Think about it.
Kyrie Kwong became the first ethnic Chinese player in National Hockey League history in 1948 when he skated as a New York Ranger and was subsequently nicknamed the China Clipper. Although his career in the NHL would turn out to be short-lived, his passion for hockey carries on to this day. After a 20-year-long career as a player, he became a club team coach in Switzerland. Larry Kwong's breakthrough in hockey wasn't only the ethnic barrier for Chinese players, but more importantly, he also made the personal breakthrough of showing perseverance and dedication to the game.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
This is an Exploding Head Movies here. Jazz show will be coming up in about 20 minutes time or so. But it's time now for the Exploding Head Movies profile here. If you need more information here, this is Mandigo with the man from Takoradi. And we're going to look at some weird Quebec funk used for a ballet. So Lee Gagnon's score to A Jeremier, 1972 ballet from Quebec. It's a record that's apparently highly sought as a collector's item. And the funk that we're about to hear for, it's going to be a little on the odd side. I have a digital copy, so it's not like we're going to hear some crazy stuff from my end. But I can't tout its physical value, but music fits into that sort of sweet Canadian realm of being off-center a bit. Sort of 70s, wood panel basements, all that. And Gagnon came from the Gaspé Peninsula in Quebec, and he studied the tenor and alto saxophone along with the flute. He led various bands, jazz ensembles and whatnot, but after that he started becoming a ranger and composer for TV, film, industrial training videos and stuff like that, and then dance. So this first cue we're going to hear is the theme from the ballet Jeremier, subtitled Les Filles de Joie, Le Centenaire, and after that we're going to listen to some more of Lee Gagnon's score to the ballet known as Jeremier, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
Aux quatre coins du parc, nous étions cinq enfants à jouer. Et celui qui n'avait pas son coin me ressemblait comme une ombre. Mais où donc va le temps? Où donc est allée ma vie? We'll be right back.
Il n'y a plus de vivant au monde que ces corps mutilés d'un homme et d'une femme ressuscités de leurs cendres.
From the ballet, Jérémie, written by Quebecois playwright Marcel Dubé, as an argument of sorts. We heard Lee Gagnon there with firstly the theme, then we heard the mellower Rêve l'amour absolu, or Absolute Dream Love, and then we heard the closing Joie. Kind of makes you wonder actually how this ballet worked all together. At the very least, Gagnon's 70s music is well worth an exploration, as I found out while looking for more information about him. The French blog with the awesome name of Psy Kebelik, like psychedelic with Quebec fused in there somehow, contains a lot of music in this vein from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I'm really keen on Quebec 70s stuff. At some point, a Quebec disco thing is overdue, but I found a couple mixes that cover that nicely. Anyways, that's it for Exploding Head Movies this Victoria Day 2012. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you to midnight, at which point the broadcast day, all the doors here close at CITR. Canada Post Rock still on hiatus, but things start up again at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Pickin'. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. You also search iTunes for all CITR's fine programming. Exploding Head Movies is there. You also search Facebook. I'm on Twitter as 100Air. You can also email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. Google Plus and Tumblr will sort out more so in a couple weeks, like in June. Next week, we'll stay French. We'll take a look at Michel Manier's scores for the second iteration of the French spy series, OSS 117. And as that Mandingo's Manhunter fades out here, let's turn once again to Donna Summer with a song David Bowie heard in the midst of recording his Berlin trilogy. Producer Brian Eno came running in the midst of sessions and said, "I've heard the sound of the future," and he put on this record. And he said that this single is going to change how club music sounds for the next 15 years. It effectively has changed it for the past 35 years. Totally right. This effectively made house music. It showed that disco didn't need strings. Pop music didn't need physical instruments. So from 1976, we're going to listen to the 12-inch edition of Donna Summer's epic, I Feel Love. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Stay dry and stay warm. Take care.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, the Queen Victoria edition, coming right up with Gavin Walker.